The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's Thursday morning, July 1st. That means it's a brand new month, and tomorrow is the first Friday of the month, and that's always a big party in downtown Port Huron. Downtown's DDA director is with us right now, Cynthia Cutright. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Paul.
These first Fridays are really kind of something fun to look forward to, aren't they?
I think so, and our businesses do too. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with them, so just kind of gaining traction, and each one seems a little bit bigger than last somehow.
And this isn't just a summer promotion. This goes all year, right?
All year long. For hopefully quite some time.
Yeah, well, it's a neat tradition. So what's the theme this month?
Yeah, theme this month is Block Party. You know, we're trying to base our themes around the seasons or, you know, what's holidays are up, and trying to think of what would be something good to go with the 4th. And there's nothing much more American than a good old block party. So that's
absolutely
what we base the theme on. So
cool.
We'll have yard games sprinkled throughout downtown. Chalk your walk will be stationed out. So chalk everywhere. Please, you know, color our sidewalks and, you know, just a few other fun things going on, too.
Yeah, I mean, the businesses really seem to get into this, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And in fact, one business, really jump in head first with this one, is Polka Dot Pandas. They're going to have a children's author doing some book readings, signings for book purchase out front of their shop. So, yeah, check out Polka Dot Pandas.
Well, that's the nice thing is you can bring the whole family down and people of all ages can find something to do.
Absolutely. You know, there we have family-friendly activities. We have something for a little bit older of the adults, of course, the social district up and open, along with the cornhole tournament. So those two things will go hand in hand together pretty well, I think. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And music has become a big part of your Friday nights downtown in the summertime.
They sure have, yeah. Shop Rock and Stroll continues every Friday until September 3rd. So all the way through summer, 6 to 8 p.m., we'll have music. For First Friday, we have a little bit larger selection. So we'll be at the Military Street Pocket Park, the Quay Street Park, and jazz even up at the Citadel.
Neat. That'll be a lot of fun. Much better weather this Friday than last Friday. I felt so bad for all the sidewalk sale people downtown last week.
Yeah. Our sidewalk sales were a little wet last week, but I guess it's kind of a good thing. It means there's still stuff to be sold. So, you know, our businesses are ready to, you know, invite people in and check out what they've got on their sale racks and also new items in the stores as well.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it. They didn't sell out last week, so you can go shop and spend all your money downtown this weekend as well. We were just talking off the air about how close we're getting now to Blue Water Fest. That'll be coming up soon.
Yeah, it's coming up before we know it. Everything's on track for it. As restrictions have come up, we've tried to figure out what we're still going to be able to do. Of course, we weren't able to gather the sponsorship money quite the way we would have in a normal year. So some of our activities are more limited. But, you know, we're still going to have a great concert going on. I will be putting on a Shop Rock and Stroll feel on the other side of Quay Street. Mannequins Making a Difference, Family Night. So some of our still, you know, quality events.
Yeah, we're still going to have a parade. We'll still have a boat race. I mean, all that fun stuff will
still be around. Absolutely, yep. And not sure if I've announced it yet, but fireworks still on Family Night. So something to look forward to there.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. That's just 3 weeks away.
I know. I don't know how that happened, but can't wait.
Cynthia, what's the best way for people to sort of know what's going on and where and when? Because, you know, people hear this in passing. They say, oh, I heard there was music somewhere downtown Friday. Where do we go? What do we do?
Sure. Yeah. The most up-to-date information will always be on our Facebook, Downtown Port Huron. But you can check out our homepage of the downtownph.com website as well. We're trying to keep things more updated on that front page so you can get quick hits information there. We have two events also within Facebook for Shop Rock and Stroll and First Friday, so you can also check those out as well.
All right, very good. Cynthia, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Cynthia Cutright with us on WPHM from downtown Port Huron, 16 past 7 o'clock.